Sacht a Sanhedrin Perek Tes Mishnevav. Hagayne ves hakasva. Someone steals a clay sharis that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. V'amekalol b'kaisim. Or he curses the name of Hashem using a false god. Abayal Aramis, he's born a guy. Kanoim poigimboy. So someone who's a kanoi, who's totally l'shem shemayim, he has the ability to attack him and stop him from what he's doing while he's doing the act. Kayin sheshimish betuma. If a kayin does the avoda while he's tummy, ein echav akihanim evin oisil abezdin. His brothers do not have to bring him to court to be punished with malchus. Ela perche kuhuna meitzin oisei chutz la'azar. But the young kayhanim take him right outside into the courtyard. U'maftzin esmeiche begzirin. And they split open his head with wooden logs, meaning they could kill him instantly right outside. They don't have to go through the bezdin process. Zar shashimish b'migdash. Let's say a non-kayin serves in the Beis HaMikdash, or b'kiva imr b'chenek. Kiva says he gets chenek v'cham imrim b'misa b'dei shamayim, that he gets killed b'dei shamayim. Parak Yod Mishnah Aleph. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. Every yid has a portion in olam haba. Shenemer, like it says, v'amech kulam tzadikim. My nation are all tzadikim. L'olam yeshu aretz, they'll always, they'll forever inherit the land, which the land over here, we mean is not the physical land, but it means the land of Olam Haba. Netzer Matai, so the plantings, the branch of my plantings, my handiwork, L'espoir, in which to take pride. So you see clearly that the Yid always has Chelek L'Olam Haba, like it says, V'amich kulam tzadikim yeshu aretz. V'elu she'enam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Who does not have a Chelek L'Olam Haba? Oimer, in Tchias HaMesim min HaTeira. Someone says that Tchias HaMesim is not min HaTeira. Or he says, Vein Terah min HaShemayim. He says, Terah is not min HaShemayim. V'apikairis, someone who disparages Terah or Terah scholars. Rabbi Kiva, Oimer, af ha'kairi b'svar ma'chitzayinim. Someone who reads books of heresy. V'aloichesh alamaka. Someone who is loichesh alamaka. Basically, what does he do? He spits on the wound. V'oimer, and then he says, the pasuk, kol ha'machla, shazantiv Mitzrayim lo yosem alecha. Every sickness that I put in Mitzrayim, I will not place on you, ki ani Hashem reifecha, because I am Hashem, your healer. So since he's saying the pasuk over spit, that is considered being mevazet a Torah. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that he's using the Torah as a healing book instead of what it was made to be. It was made to be for the neshama, like for the spiritual, not to heal physical things. Abishol Eimer, Abishol says, Afahayyas Hashem Bas Yosef. Someone who says Yud Kei Vav Kei, instead of pronouncing it the way he's supposed to, like we say the Shem Adnos, he says it the way the letters are spelled. So he also has no chelak l'olam haba. Have a good day.